by Angry Birds.
Let's play Plants vs. Zombies.
Angry Birds.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Angry Birds.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Hey, quiet down back there. Don't make me turn this car around. Don't think I won't do it either. Oh, hi. No, you're in the right place. This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Today, we're traveling the country to find some Christmas places. And these are not necessarily towns with the best Christmas decorations, celebrations, or events, although I'm sure most of them have them. These are towns with Christmassy names, like Christmas. There are at least 5 communities named Christmas, including Christmas, Arizona, Florida, Kentucky, Michigan, and Mississippi. All are small and most don't have particularly interesting stories. Usually something big at the beginning of the town happened around Christmas, but their post offices are popular for the letter cancel stamp. Christmas, Michigan plays up their name, though, probably because the story goes that it was named by a man who started a Christmas goods factory in 1938. Now it's a popular resort area in the Upper Peninsula. There are pretty pictures on their website. You'll also find Christmas City in Utah, Christmas Cove in Maine, Christmas Valley in Oregon, and Christmasville in Tennessee. And Christmas Cove was named by Captain John Smith when he was exploring the coast, and he visited it on Christmas Day, the story goes. Yep, that's Pocahontas' John Smith. Christmas Valley was actually named after a guy named Peter Christman, but it got twisted within 25 years. There's a Christmas Lake in Minnesota, too, named for a guy named Christmas. Oh, look, there's Noel, Louisiana, and Noel, Missouri. Missouri's Noel is in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, and they'll put a special stamp on your cards if you send them to them. I'll have a link on my ChristmasStocking.net to their site. Continuing in the south, there's Holiday, Florida, and further north, Holiday Hills, Illinois. There are many towns named for the big man in red, including Santa, Idaho, Santa Claus, Arizona, Georgia, and Indiana. The one in Indiana was named that because it had been Santa Fe and it turned out there already was one. It's the only Santa Claus post office, so it gets a lot of traffic this time of year. Turns out in 1928, the Postal Service decided that this would be the only Santa Claus in the U.S. since it was expensive to handle the traffic, and more Santa Clauses would be more expense. In 1929, Robert Ripley included it in his Believe It or Not feature, and it was off to the races. Tourist attractions sprouted up, statues all over the place, and of course, theme parks. Santa Claus, Arizona was named purely for tourism, and there are ruins of Santa's Land, which are a strange tourist spot now. And there are St. Nicholas, Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. There are a few North Poles, too, and not just in Alaska. You can also visit North Pole, Idaho, New York, and oddly, I think, Oklahoma. By the way, North Pole, Alaska is about 1,700 miles south of Earth's geographic North Pole. It's near Fairbanks, and it's a big summertime tourist attraction. Hey, it's cold up there in December. Not many tourists. The name came about in the middle of the 20th century by a developer who was trying to get a toy manufacturer to move in. And it sounds like New York's was designed for tourism, too. On the more spiritual side, there's Advent, West Virginia, Hallelujah Junction, California, Nazareth, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Nazareth, PA was founded in 1740 by Moravian immigrants who were commissioned to build a school for orphaned black children. For more on Moravian Christmas traditions, check out episode 40 from last year. I called them Moravians, and no one has corrected me yet, but if it is wrong, I have corrected it here. There are several town names inspired by the Bible in the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania, like Egypt, Jordan Creek in Allentown, and Bethlehem. There are also Bethlehems in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Maryland, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, Missouri, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, South Dakota, New York, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. Not to mention Old Bethlehem, North Carolina, Little Bethlehem, Ohio, South Bethlehem, and New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and St. Bethlehem, Tennessee. Whew, I think that's enough for now. There are plenty more, but I'll let you check them out at MyChristmasStocking.net. You know, like Jolly, Joy, Humbug, Snow, and Bells.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head, there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep, God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolve from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Those are the Victorian singers in the Christmas stocking with I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I love that song. I can't believe I haven't played a version of that until now. Music info, including how to get the songs, are on mychristmasstocking.net. Thanks to our generous contributors. Info on how to give is there, too. Hi, Karen, Mark, and Eddie, who have all emailed me recently with suggestions, requests, and in the case of Mark, seeking advice. I hope I helped a little, Mark. I'm not as much of an expert as I sound. I just like Christmas, and I do a lot of research. I'd love to hear from you, too, on Twitter at XmasStocking, our Facebook page, facebook.com/ChristmasStocking, and, of course, MyChristmasStocking.net has a way to talk to my voicemail for free. And I want to know what you really want for Christmas, if you could have anything. I'm Lee Cameron. I would tell you what we're doing next, but I've been wanting to do this one for years, and I've never found enough information for a whole episode. And, you know, I haven't really done the research this year. So you know what? I'm keeping it under my furry red hat. But I hope you'll join me here in the cozy Christmas stocking.
I need to go to the bathroom.
What? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I think I see one up ahead.